Hey, how is it going, everyone? And welcome back to the Hoop Central podcast. I am one of your hosts, Nakeem. Alongside me is my co-host, Malik. How are we doing, Malik?
I am doing good on this fine Monday morning. How are you, Nakeem?
Hey, I'm doing great. It's been such an amazing time to be a basketball fan. And for those that are new to the podcast, let me just give you a little brief summary about what we talk about here. Now, we are a podcast that discusses everything basketball. It could be NBA, it can be G League, it can be the NCAA. It doesn't even matter. As long as it's basketball, we are going to talk about it. And with that being said, it's March. There's no other way to start this podcast without talking about March Madness. Now,
Madness.
If there was any year for that same word that you just said to be used, it should be used this year, because this tournament has been wild. It feels like every game has been an upset.
One team that stands out the most, I think we could all say, is Loyola.
Loyola Chicago. Oh my gosh.
The Cinderella story, like you said before.
And the thing is, this ain't nothing new for Loyola. If you guys are familiar, in only 2018, they went all the way to the Final Four.
Wow.
And they did it off of just crazy games. They've had some game winners. I remember they beat Kansas State like convincingly. And up to that point, everyone was thinking like, okay, this team, maybe they're just one of those fluke teams in the tournament. They just made game winners, you know, that type of thing. But when they beat Kansas State, they beat them down. So that was like, wow, this team might actually do something. And they made it all the way to the Final Four, which is insane to me. And this year, they just upset they just upset a team that was probably a championship favorite.
Wow.
Which was the Illinois Fighting Illinois. Now, they had the two-headed monster, but you could see that the depth around those two players, and Ayo Dosunmu and Kofi Coburn, just wasn't enough. And
Dosunmu was a beast.
Krutwig for Loyola.
Krutwig.
He's one heck of a player. We have to talk about probably the biggest Cinderella story right now in the tournament. Oral Roberts.
Oral Roberts.
Hey, Oral Roberts, this is insane. They upset number 2 Ohio State. And there's always usually, there's, in recent history, there's always been that one team that upsets not even a number one. That was only that one year with Virginia. But we've seen number 2 seeds be upset by 15 seeds. So this is not, Oral Roberts beating Ohio State wasn't anything completely new. Fans knew how to react to it. It was just insane, right? But for them to actually keep it going and beat Florida is insane.
Yeah,
they're
the
now
Gators
going into the Sweet 16, which is like, man, I don't even understand of how great they've been. They're going to be a story for sure to keep an eye on. I think I know where we're about to go. We're about to go into what is happening throughout the league and the NBA.
Yes.
There's been a lot of storylines, a lot of headlines, but it's only right that we talk about what the mainstream media is stressing over. And I mean, they're two golden boys, and this is with no disrespect to them one bit, but we all know when it comes to Bleacher Report, ESPN, they love them some LaMelo Ball, and they love them some LeBron James.
Love it.
Now, guess what, Malik? Both of those players are out with injury.
Man, Charlotte is 20-21. They are the 8th seed in the Eastern Conference. Indiana is making a run right now. They're almost healthy, and they're about 1.5 games away. If I were Charlotte, I'm not the general manager. I know Charlotte are looking to upgrade at the center position. Maybe LaMarcus Aldridge or Andre Drummond thing they could do.
Oh, you say become a buyer.
Become a buyer, but maybe become a seller as well. Maybe you could get more picks, get ready for the future. Because I don't see – maybe Hornets can make it past first round. I still believe they could make the playoffs. Terry Rozier is going to really have to step up now in position. Devonte Graham is going to have to come up from the bench and start in place of LaMelo. So that'll be the 1-2 punch right there. Maybe Miles Bridges, get a mix of him in there. But we'll see what happens with the combinations for Charlotte Hornets.
I want to ask you something. Since you said you could see them being a seller, who do you think they would give up, though, in a trade? Like, which player do you think is the most dispendable for them to acquire someone else?
I would probably say Devonte Graham.
I will disagree with you when it comes to the player who is the most dispensable.
Okay.
Because I think Devontae Graham is actually a very vital piece to their team. And
Yes.
although he can be traded, I think there is someone else who is more
Ooh.
dispensable. And I think that is Malik Monk. Now,
Ooh.
I just don't feel like they've given Malik Monk the amount of opportunity that he needs to succeed. Like we
Yeah.
look at him last season, there's like stretches of games where he's not even playing. Like I don't know if there's something in the locker room that we don't know about that's causing him not to play. But then we've seen when he gets to action, he plays really good. He had a game against Miami Heat where he dropped almost 30 points or 30 points, if I'm not mistaken. And
Yep.
he was making clutch three after clutch three. And he was the one who led them to that victory. And it's not like that was only a one-time show. We've seen Malik Monk be clutch many other times. We've seen him last season. He had that crazy game winner. I believe it was against the Pistons where he made it from like 30 feet off of the inbound pass, if you can
Yes,
recall.
he did get that buzzer. That
Yeah.
wow. Yeah,
So
Malik's a baller.
I think him in a situation where he's going to get more minutes, like a team that's really struggling. If I'm trying to think of certain fits right now, I think Orlando would be a great fit for Malik Monk. Looking for places with the opening for the shooting guard position. I think you could put him in Detroit and he would have a really good impact in Detroit. Just slides Josh Jackson to the three. You could play Jeremy Grant at the four, go a little small ball. I think he deserves a fresh start. That's just me giving him my little rant, but I think he would be the most likely, in my opinion, if they wanted to trade someone to acquire a veteran in return. Even if you're trying to get LaMarcus Aldridge, I think packaging Malik Monk with maybe a Cody Zeller would be enough to sway the San Antonio Spurs into getting LaMarcus to giving up LaMarcus, because they've been winning without Aldridge. So the Spurs are pretty much well off. If they get a big in
Yeah.
return, plus a young player who with promising future, the Spurs development mental program can do wonders. Look at Keldon Johnson. He had a 2020 game the other night.
Wow. Yeah. This guy's, he's probably going to be a dark horse candidate for most improved player of the year. He may not win it, but he's
Oh
definitely
yeah.
on my list.
I think Julius Randle has been too good for him
Too
not to win
good.
it.
Too good.
So in any other year, maybe Keldon Johnson wins it, but just because Julius Randle. But yeah, that's for me with the whole Hornets situation, with the whole trade situation. But Malik, now taking a look at a team on the other conference. They just lost last night now they're without their two all-stars, the Los Angeles Lakers. Now,
Yeah.
this is a team that got better in the offseason, no doubt about it. Got rid of Rondo, replaced him with Dennis Schroeder, lost Dwight Howard, replaced him with Montrezl Harrell. Now they got better in like every category that they lost someone, but they were looking a little bit iffy. And I know obviously without LeBron it's going to be a huge loss, but even with there's times without AD, since AD hasn't been in the lineup, the Lakers haven't looked the best. Now, Malik, what are your thoughts on the Lakers as of now? And do you think this LeBron injury is going to derail them in the standings?
It's really hard to say at this point. I think they'll derail in the standings, maybe only a tiny bit, but this is a test for the Los Angeles Lakers right now. They did lose to a great team, the Suns, last night, 111 to 94. Undoubtedly, I had no doubt in my mind that Suns were going to win this game, but this is a test for Kyle Kuzma right here. Kyle Kuzma is going to fill in that LeBron position. He did get 13, 6, and 6, but he shot very poorly from the field, so he has to get his feet wet to develop more consistency on the floor. But this is those players like Dennis Schroeder and Montrezl Harrell are going to work every night. Their stats are going to be big, but I'm kind of looking at the broader spectrum of things like Kuzma, Pope, Morris, even like a Taylor Horton Tucker. I would say
Taylor
start.
Horne
I
Tucker,
would
I was
say
just gonna say
start.
that,
I would
yeah.
say start him and go. You go small if you want to put Kuzma at the four, or put Taylor Horton Tucker in place of Wesley Matthews at the start. Taylor Tucker scored 17 last night. So
Very impressive outing.
he was very productive. So, I look at the upcoming schedule for the Lakers, and they have the Pelicans next on Tuesday. Winnable game, but it's going to be
Winnable
hard.
game,
It's
definitely
going to be
winnable
hard. You
game.
can never count out the Pelicans, man.
Yeah, they're too
But
talented. But I
see what
think one
happens.
thing about this stretch of games is going to say a lot about how good of a coach
Vogel.
Frank Vogel is, because now you don't have your stars, but you still have a very deep team. Like, although you have no LeBron, you have no AD, I think this is still a team that can still win games. Like, they can still compete, bring their all, be one of those teams that are scrappy and just never give up until the final buzzer. And we've seen Vogel lead a bunch of those teams in Indiana. Like Indiana, those Indiana Pacers teams of the early 2010s were not a team to push over lightly, despite having Danny Granger injured for a large portion of those games. That's when Paul George emerged to the player that we know him as today. But definitely, I got to agree with you on the Kyle Kuzma thing, because Kuzma, when they got AD, they got rid of Ingram, Ball, all them. They said, Kuzma, you're our third guy. You're the guy that is going to be that complimentary piece to LeBron and AD. And to be honest with you, he hasn't lived up to the potential that everyone put him at. And we've seen him play great. We know Kyle Kuzma is capable of playing that really good level of basketball. Now, Malik, do you think there is any way that if Kuzma ends up struggling during this stretch, that we could potentially see a Kyle Kuzma trade before the deadline? And if not, do you think it's possible that Kuzma gets traded in the off season?
I feel like the problem is for me that Kuzma's the one that has to step up. He's probably one of their most valuable trade assets as a Los Angeles Laker. Probably all others I can think of, but Kuzma's probably number one on my list. So they could flip him for someone that's a, like a 3-and-D wing that could do probably everything on the floor. But he's shown a lot of flashes of what he could do. He's had quite a bit of double-doubles, maybe a couple, not a lot, but this is the time. So if he's going to contribute on and off the floor as a rotation piece for the Lakers, then hopefully he could solidify his position as a starter and a person that come off the bench and could contribute on rebounds, assists, steals, blocks, and everything. So I hope he could do that. I don't know what team would fit the era of Kyle Kuzma, which is really tough, but Lakers could trade him because he's a big trade asset as well. But I don't see the Lakers trading him. I think they see his potential. He's very young. So we just have to ride with the wave and see what happens with Kuzma.
His trade value just isn't higher at the moment, too. So I don't think you would be able to get anything in return that would amount to what Kyle Kuzma actually is as a player. Malik, I think it's only right, after this depressing talk of our favorite team, that we end this off with a game that could be adding on to the depression with one of us. Because, hey, as of now, last week, if you guys are unaware, me and Malik tied. So right now we are 1-1, I believe, right? We're still 1-1.
We are 1-1-1. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're just tied. This game might actually decide who wins this month. Who knows? Who knows? But we have a Who He Play For cue in the Jeopardy music. Hey, I don't know if Mal's gonna edit it in post, but hey, just imagine there's Jeopardy music if there isn't, because that would be really awkward. But anyways, we're gonna be playing some Who He Play For, the hit game off of Inside the NBA with Ernie Johnson and Charles Barkley. But this time we're both gonna be taking roles of Ernie Johnson and Charles Barkley. Now, Malik, I think everyone knows the rules of how this game works. We're going to be naming a player and we have to guess who he played for. We are going to have 20 seconds to make that guess. Me and Malik are going to be going in alternating order. Malik, do you want to go first or should I?
You know what? I think I went first last time. So, you know what? I will give you the rock. You go first.
Okay. So I can ask you first.
You can ask me first.
All right. Okay. So, Malik, the way I have this set up is that it goes from, I guess, easier to harder. And all right, let's get it rolling. Are you ready?
I'm gonna go 0-for-5, just like the Toronto Raptors at the beginning of the season.
Wow. What an analogy comparison. Oh man. Well, anyways, let's get right into it. My first question, Malik. When I say the name, your timer starts. Let me actually load that up for you right now.
Okay, boss.
Because we have to make sure that you don't do any cheating. Now, Malik,
yes,
the timer is ready. Your first player, who does he play for And that player is Jared Vanderbilt. Timer starts now.
Jared Vanderbilt, great prospect. He got a couple of minutes in Minnesota. I think he's a good bench piece. Jared Vanderbilt, Minnesota Timberwolves final answer.
That was a quick and confident answer. And Malik, you're starting off strong with 1 point on the board.
One Raptors record was Raptors Malik. Record is 1-for-5. Okay, I'm gonna stop bashing. I'm just disappointed.
Oh my gosh, Malik. All right, I guess this is my turn. Now let's get it.
Okay, Mr. Nakeem. Your first player. It's an easy one. He's been balling. He did play yesterday. I'll give you that. The player is Nerlens Noel. Your time starts now.
Okay, that was a really easy one. But you know what? For me to draw on the time a little longer, Nerlens Noel went to Kentucky, got drafted by the Pelicans, but was traded to the Sixers. But could have been a Twin Tower team with AD and Nerlens Noel, so I didn't understand that trade right there. But they got Jrue Holiday in return. But if we're looking at the player that Nerlens Noel is today, I'd have to say the New York Knicks.
Fair's very confident too. And you gave a whole scenario. That was great. That was great. Everyone has the breakdown because of you. You are correct, my friend.
We're coming to win this. I'm not leaving with a draw or an L. I'm leaving with a W, okay? A W. Unlike the Raptors, I'm going to win. Okay.
see what Raptors fans were. See, this is how disappointed we are. We're not used to this.
We're slandering our own team. But let's go into question number two. Malik gets a little bit more spicy here.
Oh, boy.
All right. Number two, the player is KZ Akpala. Who does he play for? Timer starts now.
Oh, he played great in the G League last year, I think. KZ Akpala. Oh, I think he's starting to get in the rotation now. Miami Heat, final answer.
KZ Akpala had a huge game against none other than our favorite team, the Toronto Raptors.
He did. He's another Raptor killer.
And just by that, I think Malik now knows that he is correct. Malik, 2-for-2 to start off this game. And this is already starting off on a competitive footing.
Absolutely. Nakeem is next. Nakeem's going round two. This might be another easy one.
Oh gosh.
I think you get this one. I don't know why I have this one on the list because you're gonna get this one right away, but
oh gosh.
The player is Dennis Smith Jr. Who he play for? The time starts 3-2-1.
Great situation in Dallas. Too bad that Luka had to come into the equation, or else I think he would have been having a great career in Dallas right now. Bounced around from team to team. You know, he got traded in that trade for Porzingis, and then from Porzingis, he got traded for Derrick Rose to Detroit, which means final answer, the Detroit Pistons.
Correct. Too easy.
We're coming for the win. I can't let Malik get the upper hand on me. We're 2-for-2 right now.
Both I'm not messing around next round.
Now, this is where it gets a little bit difficult, Malik.
Uh-oh.
All right. This is where it gets a little bit difficult. And I think number three might be harder than number four, but so just keep that in for you.
Oh, number three.
Who does this player play for? It is John Conchar. Timer starts now. I probably butchered that pronouncing, but.
Okay. John Conchar. Woo, that's a good one because I've seen him play.
How 10 seconds left.
Okay, 9, 8, 7, 6. John Conchar. Ooh.
5.
Ah, fake. I've seen him play 3, before too. 2, I'll go with the Cavs.
4.
But he's not in the Cavs. Woo.
Eventually, Malik was going to miss. But he did right there. So that is incorrect. John Conchar plays for the Memphis Grizzlies.
Yes, that's who he plays for.
Yes, I did not even know he was an NBA player.
That's a good one.
He was on the roster, but you almost got me there. That suspense, that buildup to that answer. I was all right. You know what?
That's
still
one.
Tied up at 2. This is my chance to take the lead.
Okay, Nakeem. So I won't give you any hints on this one. I don't know.
Okay.
But I think this one will be harder. But you've heard his name. He's still relevant around the league. Oh, but yeah. The player is Willie Hernan Gomez. Who he played for. The timer starts now.
All right, I confuse him and his brother sometimes, but Juan Hernan Gomez plays for the Nuggets. I know that. Now, Willie Hernan Gomez, this is a little
15
bit iffy because
seconds.
there's one team that sticks in my mind, and it's the New York Knicks. But I think that's a little bit too much of an obvious answer.
10.
And if I recall correctly, I think he plays for the
6 seconds.
Charlotte Hornets. Final answer.
Okay, that's the key's final answer. Willie Hernan Gomez on the Charlotte Hornets. Another backstory. Nikhim knows his basketball. Did he know enough about Willie Hernan Gomez?
Did I?
The answer
Oh no.
is
Oh.
incorrect.
What?
So he's on the
Where
New
does he play?
Orleans Pelicans.
Whoa, no way.
Yes, he is. He's averaging about 9 or 10 minutes a game, but his
He's
minutes have been
on
stepping
the.
up now. But he's on the Pelicans. He's no longer on the Hornets. He was on the
What?
Hornets last season. You were so
Oh, I didn't
close.
know he left. Oh my God. I really thought I took the upper hand there. Wow. Okay. This
You
is
were
harder than I
so
expected.
close. We are
Okay.
the same. Woo!
All right, I'm not leaving with another tie. This is getting spicy right now, Malik. So this leads to number four. I'm about to give you the player. Who does he play for? And that player is Lamar Stevens. Timer starts now. Oh, it looks like he knows it. You guys can't
No,
see,
I
but it looks
don't.
like
No, I
Malik knows
don't.
it.
I don't think
You
so.
got 10 seconds left on the clock. Five, four,
Atlanta
three,
Hawks, final answer.
two. Atlanta Hawks have been balling as of late. They are the fourth seed in the NBA as of now. Has Lamar Stevens been a catalyst in their recent success? Or is he on a different team? And that answer lies within Malik's answer, which is incorrect. Lamar Stevens is with the Cleveland Cavaliers and he is a rookie.
Yes, he
If you
is.
don't remember,
Oh,
he
man.
actually had, I believe, a game winner against the Hawks, a wide open slam dunk in transition. But hey, Malik, hey, this might be if I can get this right. I am not saying I'm gonna win, but I'm just saying this question. Let's see how difficult you've made this for me.
Each of the upper edge. Okay. The next one is going to be a
Oh
surprise. I'm
God.
going to come at you quick, okay? All
Oh, quick. All right. All right. Give me the
right.
tools.
Okay. So the player is the Torrey Craig. The clock starts now.
I'm not gonna beat around the bush. Wait. Don't overthink this, Nakeem. Just give the answer, Milwaukee Bucks.
Torrey Craig on the Bucks. Crucial defensive anchor. Every time he goes on a team,
Oh my
energy
gosh,
plays.
I hate when
Energy
you do this.
plays.
I hate when you do this. Just
Energy
give me
plays.
just
Nikhim said Craig is on the Bucks. And so
just give me the answer.
the answer is incorrect.
You're kidding me. You're kidding me. He did not get traded. He did not get traded. Stop this.
Last week,
They cut him?
Torrey Craig got traded to the Suns.
For who?
They're still trying to decide that. The trade's not
What?
done. It is in connection to the PJ Tucker. They needed a third team.
Oh my gosh. I was thinking about that trade, but I'm like, it was Augustine and DJ Wilson.
Obviously, G.G.
How did.
Wilson, and they also shipped out Torrey Craig to the Suns. So Suns get some added depth already. Yep. I'm going to
Hey,
search what the
I
trade
hate you for
is.
that. I hate you for that. I hate you for
Surprisingly,
that.
I thought you'd get that one, but that was a tough one. I'm like, let me think of a recent trade.
Oh my gosh. I'm like, oh, all right. You know what? Hey, if you get this last one right, I am probably going to throw my mic across the room because, all right. I felt like I should have been four for four right now, but I digress. Let's get
No, it's
into the
tough.
last question. This.
Before you go, some breaking news for like 2 seconds. Aaron Gordon
Oh.
officially requests a trade.
Ooh, you heard it, folks.
So he
Well,
said
you heard it
he
first,
said he's ready to move
folks.
on.
Oh, I just seen the notification. So that
Everyone
means.
that's watching this, think of what team he would be on. I wonder
And
who
he's probably
would
going to be
fit
dealt by
nice.
the trade deadline. He's been
Yep.
being talked about being traded recently, so we'll see, we shall see. But we shall also see if Malik is able to win this game with this final question. We both have one more left. Now, Malik, this is probably the hardest one. Are you ready?
No.
and I'll take that as a yes. Your player is Kelgen Blevins. Who he
Kelgen Blevins. I've heard this name across the league. That's a really, really tough one.
10 seconds left on the clock. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Pacers. It's not the Pacers. That was a straight up guess. That was a straight up guess.
Hey, I won't lie to you. You made my heart drop. I heard the P, and I was like, ain't no way he got it. Nice. And he didn't. The answer was the Portland Trailblazers.
Oh, so okay.
And I was like, did he really just get it? But he did not. Now, Malik, we are still tied at 2 apiece. This game has been really competitive. Now, this is where everything matters. Am I Kobe in the clutch or am I Pascal Siakam in the clutch?
This one might be easier than the last two, surprisingly. Ooh, but okay, you won't overthink it. So my prediction is Nikhil is going to be Kobe in the clutch. Your player is Solomon Hill. Your time starts now.
I just seen him play. He's been under controversy over the past few days because of a certain play that left a certain someone with a certain injury that we talked about early on the podcast.
Yep.
My final answer. How much time's left?
6 seconds.
You know what? They're in the playoffs. Atlanta Hawks, final answer.
Ladies and gentlemen,
play the Rocky theme song right now. Play the Rocky theme song right now.
Da da da. Da da da. Da da da. Da 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 da. Everyone, there's your champion for this week, Nikhil. That's a ding 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 ding. Hey, you got it correct.
Everyone, stop clapping. Stop the standing ovation. Malik, if you don't put any sound standing ovation audio, you are a snake. you aren't a real one.
I'm gonna put Matt Devlin's face and the Raptors lose another game.
I look so awkward right now if I'm talking and there's no claps going on and I'm here like, thank you, everyone. It's like an acceptance award. But hey, I broke in the draw, but there's still one more week left. Maybe it might be an all for nothing, or we shall see. But Malik, great game. Here's a virtual handshake because that was a really competitive game.
I'm just going to dab you up, virtual dab.
If you guys saw what Malik just did. Anyways, great game, great episode. Hope you guys enjoyed. With that being said, it was your boy Nikhil.
It was your boy Malik.
And we shall see you guys next week for the next episode of the Hoop Central Podcast. Who knows if Oral Roberts keeps continuing to be a Cinderella story, and who knows if the Raptors or the Rockets continue their losing streak. But with that being said, no need to go back into it. We shall see you guys in the next one.